This is a podcast recording of The Nature of Things. This podcast was initially recorded October 9th, 1987.
The common loon, one of the handsomest and most unusual of our native waterfowl, has been in a struggle for survival, apparently a bellwether along with the brook trout of changing conditions in lakes, for some decades. A major factor in this change was the result of acid fallout from storms, what we call acid rain. The decrease of the loon was not noted quite as soon as was the effect on brook and lake trout. It took a while for the phenomenon to work its way up the food chain. But it stands to reason that anything which destroys aquatic life is eventually going to harm those creatures that feed on it. Because it was an obscure and mysterious bird, the plight of the loon went unnoticed until perhaps the movie Golden Pond brought it to the attention of the mainstream. Suddenly, people began to notice that the loon was indeed a handsome bird, a bird with mystique, with the ability to assume for itself an identity with an appealing human situation. Even though I didn't see the film, I soon became aware of the interest in loons. Paintings, notepaper articles in mass media, organizations which took the loon for their logo, or even for their mascot. People began to ask me if I'd ever painted a loon, or if I had any loon notepaper, or if I was interested in doing loon carvings. I even got some commissions for paintings that I did. Most interesting to me was the fact that organizations for the protection of the loon began to grow. The loon's plight, it appears, is more complex than just acid rain, but it is possible that its lingering popularity is going to be helpful to it. We see loons regularly in central New York's lakes and waterways during the winter months, but distant views of two-toned gray, brown, and white birds swimming singly or in small groups, diving and occasionally skittering across the water in a low, level, ponderous takeoff is hardly a shadow of the loon at home in some Adirondack lake. There it isn't just its sartorial splendor, but also its voice you remember. I well recall a foggy morning on Racket Lake when the wild voice of the loon preceded its emergence from the fog within a stone's throw of my vantage point. Both events were hair-raising and memorable to a budding naturalist. Loon nests are often quite exposed, a pile of rotting vegetation right at the shoreline or mounded up in a marshy bay. The usual complement of eggs is two, but a lone egg is common and three occasional. Loon watchers have reported to me that only one egg usually hatches, and that loons rarely raise more than one chick. The dark fuzzy chicks, which hatch after 22 or 23 days of incubation, are soon able to swim and dive. They frequently climb upon the back of the adult, sedately riding about. The few views I've seen of the loon chick with the adult have made it look rather forlorn, but they seem to wax in those remote settings. By fall, they're feathered and able to fly, and it won't be long before we'll begin to see a few of them diving for minnows and other aquatic life in lakes or larger waterways. Their numbers increase as their preferred haunts freeze over. They appear to retreat only as far southward as they have to maintain open water. I realize that this is a pretty sketchy profile of an interesting bird. I know someone who has conducted some loon studies. I think I'll find out if she'd like to tell you more about loons sometime soon. For now, perhaps we can just be satisfied to ponder the situation the loon represents. An obscure bird victimized by the actions of man is hardly valued, its demise hardly lamented. When suddenly it springs to attention and gains our affection, we have a new perspective. Something we value is being taken from us. That's all to the good. What I lament is the fact that it takes such an event to really highlight the folly of unchecked environmental contamination. Remember, even though it takes a while to work its way up the food chain, these follies soon get to us, one way or another. Well, that's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.